A group of northeast Victorian residents has created a grassroots campaign to help save Australia's largest timber building. The doors to the heritage-listed 110-year-old Mount Buffalo Chalet closed a decade ago, and the weatherboard building has been left to battle the harsh alpine elements alone. But over the past 18 months, residents have been putting together a major proposal to turn the mothballed building into a world-class tourism destination. Today, the group will put their paper before the state government, urging it to quickly act and preserve the chalet before it's too late, as Erin Somerville reports.
Northeast Victorian resident David Jacobson has had a lifelong love affair with the Mount Buffalo Chalet, at least since he first holidayed there with his parents 65 years ago.
It's very sad. It's like seeing an elderly relative, an aunt, a grandparent, a parent even, growing older and deteriorating before your eyes.
David Jacobson says it was once the jewel of the mountain, constantly booked out with hundreds of local and international guests and the centre of a vibrant ski and ice skating scene. But now its stone foundations are crumbling, the paint is peeling and the window frames are rotting.
It is heritage listed, but it's been very difficult because parks were basically given responsibility for it as caretakers, and they've had to do the best they can with their very limited resources out of their normal budget.
So David Jacobson's mustered a community group to help bring back life to the beloved building. In 2015, with the Victorian Environment Minister, they formed the Mount Buffalo Destination Advisory Group. They've since worked with around 200 contributors and met with hundreds of local residents to shape a viable future for the chalet, affectionately known as the Grand Old Lady.
So well done on the vision and go for it.
They're proposing to turn the chalet and the mountain area into a world-class tourism destination. Not all agree that preserving the chalet is the best option, though. Builder Scott Cremery lives nearby in Beechworth.
I don't think the chalet was ever built to be forever. It was never a particularly awesome building in its own. I'm a carpenter, so in a building right. I've crawled over it, under it, through it. I've worked on it. I've worked in it. And despite the old world charm, it's a bit of a dump.
But Dean Bell, who leased and operated the chalet from 1993 until 2002, says there's still a bright future ahead for the once famous Grand Old Lady.
I continually get people coming and asking me, still where I live now in Mansfield, what's happening with Mount Buffalo. I was in Europe recently and had travel agents over there saying, when do you think Buffalo will reopen? So we can't have it the way it was, but a new future and a really exciting one is certainly possible.
Former Mount Buffalo Chalet operator Dean Bell ending that report by Erin Somerville.